This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Florida is getting ready for powerful Hurricane Milton, expected to be a Category 3 storm when it slams ashore late Wednesday, likely in the Tampa Bay region, with winds up to 129 miles per hour. James Ferenc is in Seminole, Florida, about 25 miles west of Tampa. Is he getting out?
We're still going to make that decision. Yeah, we have about 24 hours. Want to see where the track is going to be, and then either go north, south, or stay, depending on where that track's going to hit.
The National Hurricane Center's John Cangelosi says Hurricane Milton is targeting areas that have a greater population than Hurricane Helene targeted.
What makes this one different than Helene? They're both significant. They're both most likely major hurricanes at landfall. But in the end, it matters of where it goes because how it affects people. And if you look at the population in Florida, there's much more population across the central part of the state than there is in the Big Bend.
Now to the presidential election. How do black voters feel about Donald Trump and Vice President Harris? The AP's Donna Warder.
About 70% of black registered voters surveyed by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research have a somewhat or very favorable view of Vice President Kamala Harris, with few differences on how black men and women view the Democrat. For former President Donald Trump, about 80% of black voters have a somewhat or very unfavorable view of the Republican, and about half of black voters believe Harris would change the country for the better. For Trump, 10% said he'd change the country for the better. Donna Warder, Washington.
The Supreme Court hears arguments this morning in a case about ghost guns, those tough-to-trace weapons increasingly linked to crimes. Two pioneers of artificial intelligence have won the Nobel Prize in Physics, John Hopfield and Jeffrey Hinton. This is AP News. Going up, the price of that Mega Millions ticket. The AP's Shelley Adler.
There has been a price change for a lottery ticket. The cost of buying a Mega Millions jackpot dream will soon more than double, but lottery officials say they're confident players won't mind paying more after changes that will lead to larger prizes and more frequent winners. Lottery officials say it will cost $5 to play Mega Millions beginning in April. That's up from the current $2 per ticket. The price increase will be one of many changes to Mega Millions that officials say will result in better odds to win the jackpot, more giant prizes, and even larger payouts. I'm Shelley Adler.
Now let's check gas prices. Gas is $3.18 a gallon this morning, 2 cents cheaper than a week ago, 9 cents less than a month ago. A year ago, gas was $3.71 a gallon. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.